الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ووهبنا لداود سليمان نعم العبد إنه أواب صدق الله العظيم. One of the great gifts of Allah Azza wa Jal in this life is our families and our children. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned in the Quran that we have gifted Sulaiman to Dawood. Although Allah could have said we have given, but Allah Azza wa Jal said وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُدَ سُلَيْمَانَ, we have gifted. So children, they are the gift of Allah Azza wa Jal in this life. And obviously it is a gift from Allah, so it is a very precious gift. It is a very valuable gift. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal considered children to be the beauty of this life. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. Wealth and children are the beauty of this life. You need wealth, money to support yourself, but you need your children to be around, to help. Because it is a great and valuable gift from Allah Azza wa Jal, it is also a great responsibility. It is a great responsibility. Great responsibility to educate our children. Great responsibility to raise our children with the adab of Islam. Great responsibility to protect our children, to safeguard them. So this valuable gift from Allah Azza wa Jal, it comes with a heavy responsibility. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كلكم راعٍ وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Every one of you is a shepherd, and everyone will be asked, will be questioned about whom he was responsible to look after. Man is responsible, woman is responsible. The responsibility towards our children is many folds. To look after them physically, that is also responsibility. To feed them, to clothe them, to love them. But many of these things are very natural. We naturally love our children, and we naturally look after them for their physical well-being. That's why you will not find any saying to love your kids, because that is already there and that is already inbuilt in the human nature. But there is something which people might ignore and which people might forget. So Allah Azza wa Jal reminded the responsibility to educate our children about Allah Azza wa Jal and to safeguard them from the hellfire. This is something which we might forget. So Allah Azza wa Jal said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O you who believe, protect yourself and your families from the hellfire. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, the fuel of which is people and also the stones. قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, protect yourself and also your families. That's why we see in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he paid attention towards the people who are grown up and the people who are mature. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also gave a lot of attention to the young people. He paid a lot of attention to the young people. Sometimes people say, well, he's a young boy, leave him, meaning let him behave the way he likes, and then when he will grow, he will learn naturally. Many of these habits, they become permanent and they become fixed. Umar ibn Abi Salama is the Rabib of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rabib yani, he was under the guardianship, under the custody of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Abu Salama died and Umm Salama, she got married to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he looked after Umar, son of Abu Salama, young boy in the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The food was brought. So his hand was all over the place, like children, you know, picking up one thing, picking up another thing. Sometimes we pick up something to eat and then we leave. Sometimes we touch the food and then we leave, right? If it is only ourselves, that's fine. You know, I'm going to eat it now, I'm going to eat it later on. But if the food is shared with people, then it may not be appropriate in the presence of other people, and other people may not feel comfortable. كَانَتْ يَدِي تَطُيشُ فِي الصَّحْفَةِ My hand was moving all over the bowl. So Rasulullah said to this young boy, very young, you know, somebody who is sitting in the lap. But children, they have awareness. And children, they have good brains. If you teach them well, they can learn well. Why not? Rasulullah said, Ya ulam, sammi Allah wa kul bi yameenika wa kul mimma yaleeka. Oh boy, take the name of Allah and eat with your right hand and eat from what is nearer to you. Yani eat from your side. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I always find very interesting that on many occasions we see that there was a question presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he was in a situation and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wanted to make a comment or he wanted to say something. He would not only address that specific issue, but he would give overall guidance. Because sometimes people mind, if you talk about a specific thing, people might become defensive. But if you offer advice, a broader advice, inclusive advice, which includes this and also other aspects of life, then that is easier for people to accept. Our Prophet could simply have said, don't do this, you know, just eat from your right side, from your side. He said, Sammi Allah. The food has manners, and as Muslims we recognize this food is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. So before we have the food, we want to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say Allah's name, Sammillah. We say Bismillah. Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. Wa kul bi yameenika, and eat with your right hand. Again, another adab, another manner, that we eat with our right hand. It looks very simple. What is the difference? You know, what difference would it make if a person would eat with right hand or with left hand? There are certain things which are known to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which are known to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal has told us. In some of the hadith, it is mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِشِمَالِهِ وَيَشْرَبُ بِشِمَالِهِ. Indeed, shaitan eats with his left hand and shaitan drinks with his left hand. Shaitan eats with his left hand and shaitan drinks with his left hand. Obviously, if shaitan is doing something, something is fishy, something is not right. So we must avoid what shaitan is doing. You might have observed sometimes, people when they have food, they will have with right hand. But if you give them tea or coffee, they will have tea or coffee with the left hand. So many nice people, unintentionally, or unknowingly, people drink. I have seen people, good people, they drink tea with the left hand, or they drink coffee with the left hand. Well, it is a very serious matter. Drinking or eating with left hand is a very serious matter, because shaitan, he eats with left hand, and shaitan, he drinks with left hand. In fact, there is another narration that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was having food, and somebody was having food with left hand. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to eat with right hand. So obviously, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying something, we should remain silent. This is the requirement of the adab. We should do what we can. We should submit ourselves. And this was the usual practice. But this man, he said, لا أستطيع, I can't. Yani, this is how I eat. I eat with left hand. Right hand, I can't. So that was a direct opposition to the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is very dangerous. Even for some reason, if we have weakness and if we are not able to obey the command of Rasulullah immediately, we should not behave or we should not say something that would look like opposition to what Rasulullah said. Rasulullah said, لَسْتَطَعْتُ, may you not be able to do so.
Allah.
For the rest of his life, the man was not able to eat with his right hand.
Allahu Akbar.
For the rest of his life.
Allahu Akbar.
Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, once he told something to his son. His son, he had an excuse. You know, people have excuse, justification, which may be correct, which may be right. But Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He quoted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abdullah ibn Umar's son immediately gave a justification which looked like he is opposing the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Umar, he became so upset and so angry, for the rest of his life, he did not talk to his son. For the rest of his life, his own son, he did not talk to him. How dare you oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That's why it is a very dangerous matter. Sometimes people have fights, people have arguments, right? And then they bring a religious matter. That's very dangerous. You are having a personal fight, personal argument, settle it. So, somehow you want to settle it, settle it. Why you bring a religious thing in between? Because when you are angry, if somebody says something, and somebody would say something which looks like opposition to what Allah said or to what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it can be very dangerous. So I was saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he paid attention to the children, the way he paid attention to the adults and also people who are mature. We have many examples in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, or another companion, he was behind him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, Ya ghulam, ihfadh Allah yahfadhk. Oh young boy, remember Allah, Allah will remember you. Safeguard Allah, yani remember Allah. Allah will look after you, Allah will remember you. احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Remember Allah and you will find Allah in front of you. وعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت لا ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك. And know that if all the people gather to benefit you, they will not benefit you except with something that Allah has already written. وَإِنِ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَن يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. and know that if all the people gather in order to cause you harm, they will not cause you any harm except with that which Allah has written against you. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ The pens have been lifted. The pen of taqdeer, khalas, lifted. جَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ The papers have dried. Taqdeer is khalas, complete. Rasulullah is teaching tawheed. He is teaching iman to young people. He is teaching tawheed and he is teaching aqaid, he is teaching iman to the young people. Because this is the time to nurture iman, to nurture tawheed and to nurture relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we all have awareness for our responsibility. But this has to turn into action. Alhamdulillah, we all have concern for our children. That is good. But this has to be positive concern. This has to be proactive concern. One is to say, there is no milk at home, there is no milk at home, there is no milk at home. Well, no matter how many times you repeat, milk will not be produced in the fridge, in the refrigerator. Well, when you go to the masjid, when you go somewhere, on your way, take 2 minutes, take 3 minutes, park your car, go to the shop and get the milk. And then you will have the milk. Take action. Take action. With regards to the children, what I have seen, mashallah, lots of people, they have concern. But one is that you need to have right direction. You need to know where to go, what to do, how to do. Seek advice. Find people who can give you advice. And then take action. Take action at the right time and take action immediately. Just saying that I have concern for our children, I have concern for my family, that doesn't help. And that doesn't change their status. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ Indeed Allah does not change the situation of the people unless the people, they change their own situation. If you do something, Allah will do something. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى The one who gives, and the one who fears Allah, and the one who verifies the truth. So give something, fear Allah Azza wa Jal, and accept the truth from Allah Azza wa Jal. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى Then Allah will make the path to the Jannah easy.
SubhanAllah.
Allah will make the path to the Jannah easy.
Amen.
So, Alhamdulillah, in our community we have lots of young people. So, in our family if we have, or in our friends' families we have, we should encourage them to take action with regards to their children. So that we make sure that our children, they have Islamic education, they have Islamic upbringing, they have Islamic environment, they have, good environment. Alhamdulillah, the place where we are sitting, we have a full-time Islamic school. That is a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla, from preschool until 8th grade. We have full-time Darul Uloom. If you want your children to become Hafiz, you have, full package. If you want them to become Alim, again you have a package. For the girls, we have Alhamdulillah facility. For the women, we have facility for weekdays, weekend, Alhamdulillah, you have all the facilities. So this is a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal by taking the advantage and taking the opportunity. Alhamdulillah, Darul Uloom is open and the school will also be open on August 5th, inshallah. The school will be open. So take advantage of this opportunity. May Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen.
Inshallah, tonight we will have the monthly program. And this is about Ashura as well. That's why I was supposed to talk about Ashura, but inshallah tonight you will hear about Ashura anyway. So I thought I would talk about something else. So come with your family and with your friends as well. And inshallah we'll also have dinner together.